Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. Everyone's favorite topic, the housing market. What is going on? Home builder confidence plummets. I think the first time in 4 months or so, they're really complaining about their prices, their input costs skyrocketing. So let's check out the article from CNBC and try to figure out how this may play into home prices going up or down through the rest of 2022. It's from CNBC. Home builder confidence drops for the first time in 4 months as inflation hits materials. And it's not just inflation you'll see in this article. It's also the labor shortages. Builder confidence fell 1 point to 83 in January, according to the National Association of Home Builders. Of the index, three components: current sales conditions, unchanged, sales expectations fell, and buyer traffic fell. So those are the three components that make up this metric. The average rate on a 30-year fixed is now up more than 50 basis points. I didn't realize that. That's a big deal. So it's up a 0.5% higher than it was a month ago. Jeez. Okay, that's a big move. And 83 basis points higher than it was 1 year ago. And I say it's a big move. And I spoke to Snyder the other day about the 10-year, not specifically interest rates. He says, yeah, really, that's not that big of a move. And I know historically, it's not that big of a move. But relative to where interest rates have been over the past, I guess, 10 years plus now, in percentage terms, that's a significant move. And I think when you're looking at it specifically through the lens of affordability, that's a big deal. A 0.5 percentage point means that the average buyer can afford less house, significantly less house. And we're hearing the Fed, of course, talk about raising rates 3 times or maybe even 4 times in 2022. So although we may see a flattening of the yield curve, which would not surprise me, the long end of the curve will definitely go up. It just might not go up at the same rate as the short end. So builders in single family housing markets are facing growing expenses, which is causing a turnaround in sentiment to start the year. Higher material costs, lack of availability are adding weeks to typical single family construction times. And for those of you who went to Rebel Capitalist Live, you heard this firsthand from people like the uneducated economist, who is one of the most educated economists I have ever met. I always give him a hard time there. He's never taken a class, but it's self-taught. He's probably the most educated people I know. But also from real estate experts like Jason Hartman and Kenny McElroy. This is exactly what they were saying as well. So this is a home builder from Tampa, Florida. And the analysis indicates the aggregate cost of residential construction material has increased by almost 19%. Jeez. Wow. So the cost to build a house has gone up basically 19%, or excuse me, 20% roughly since December of 2020. And obviously that's not including just construction materials. Yeah, so that's not including labor. That's not including the red tape, the permits, the regulations that you have to go through. It's not including the land. It's not including all the other fees that go into actually building a house. Here's where they get into some specifics. The price of softwood lumber alone has jumped up 85% in just the last 3 months, according to Random Lengths. Lumber prices spiked last spring and then came down dramatically over the summer. They're up again now. And this is what my friend Simon, the uneducated economist, was telling us at Rebel Capitalist Live. They're up again now after the U.S. doubled tariffs on Canadian lumber and Western wildfires disrupted lumber production. I thought, according to Donald Trump, that the foreigners pay for tariffs. I didn't think it was the U.S. consumer. Hopefully you can get my sarcasm there. Prices for other materials such as gypsum, steel are also higher, and the ongoing labor shortage has pushed costs up as well. Builders are facing much higher mortgage rates in the new year. Well, I'd say consumers, buyers are facing much higher mortgage rates in the year, but the HMI data was collected early in the month. That doesn't fully reflect the jump. The average rate on the 30-year up now more than 50 basis points, more than a month, 83 points higher than it was over the trailing 12 months. So this means less affordability for the actual buyers. What's interesting is to think through how this plays out. Like, we've got the prices are going up because the demand side goes up because there's more dollars on the balance sheet of the non-bank entities in the real economy. You guys have heard me talk about that all the time. I always use that chart that shows that the checking deposits of U.S. households in aggregate total have gone from $1.2 trillion at the end of 2018 up to over $3.6 trillion today. So that's a ton of purchasing power they didn't have before. And it's purchasing power that was not a direct result of productivity. And if it's not productivity, that means the amount of goods and supplies not going up at the same rate. Therefore, you're most likely going to have consumer price inflation somewhere. And we've seen it at the grocery store, at the retail level, but these suppliers obviously also seeing it with their input costs to a dramatic level. And of course, they're going to have to pass that cost on to the end buyer or the consumer. And you ask yourself, okay, if interest rates are going up, then where's the demand side going to come from now? Or the demand increase? How are people going to be able to afford the higher prices for homes? Well, before, they're doing it via, we'll just call them stimmy checks, or whether it's PPP, stimmy, child credits, or maybe it's just the stock market going up and their 401k doubling in size since March of 2020. Maybe they have cryptocurrency, maybe who knows what it is, or maybe just the equity in their home has increased that they can sell their home and buy a bigger home with the gains in equity just since March of 2020. It might not be one of those things specifically. And obviously it's not one of those cross currents, but it's all of those combined play into the increase in demand and the ability for people to afford a higher priced home. And that's what these home builders are selling to them, because they definitely can't build cheap homes. And what I mean by that is they can't build starter homes. They can't build the 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,200 square foot house. They can't build that at a profit. It's impossible. So the only homes they can build at a profit are, let's say, 2,500 square feet. They're the luxury homes. So that hasn't hurt them too badly because people have been able to afford the higher priced home, especially in areas around California that are seeing this inflow of population, people leaving California. But when they leave California, a lot of them are leaving with an incredible amount of equity or purchasing power that they can use in a market like Phoenix or Portland, Oregon, or Austin, Texas, as an example. And therefore, the prices of the homes go up there very, very quickly, because the builders can't bring that much supply into market because, again, these increased housing costs.
This podcast is brought to you by Rebel Capitalist Pro, the best online investing research. I have teamed up with Chris McIntosh and Lynn Alden, two of the best in the business, to create Rebel Capitalist Pro and give you the tools you need to build wealth and thrive in this crazy world of economic insanity. Rebel Capitalist Pro is jam-packed with Chris and Lynn's incredible research. We have live stream Q&As where you can ask your questions directly to Chris, Lynn, and myself. And the best of all, there's an online member forum which allows you to network, learn, and explore ideas with like-minded individuals. What are you waiting for? Check out Rebel Capitalist Pro right now at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. Take action today and do something your future self will thank you for.
Again, when we sit back and try to think through how this plays out, you've got the supply side. I think what happens is on the supply side, the only increases we see are at higher and higher and higher price points, but the demand decreases. So there's going to be a bigger delta between the price of what the builder can produce and still make a profit and what the average homeowner or buyer can actually afford to buy. So that means the profits for the home builders go down, I would say probably significantly, unless we get another huge round of stimulus or unless the stock market triples in the next 6 months. Who knows what can happen? But assuming that it doesn't, let's just assume the stock market goes down gradually as they raise interest rates. Yeah, there's going to be a big disconnect there between builders and buyers. Therefore, builders' profits most likely going down. With the buyers, I think the ones that can afford the lower end homes will buy them. So therefore, demand will stay very, very strong for the starter homes. And the prices most likely go up for the starter homes. But unfortunately, home ownership will most likely decline dramatically because all of those people that are just coming into the market now, that are just becoming homeowners for the very first time, their affordability in or their purchasing power most likely decreases in 2022 if interest rates go up, assuming mortgage rates go up, which means that that decreases the actual number of people that can afford to buy. So I know I'm kind of thinking out loud there. I'm sorry if that's rather confusing. But bottom line, profits go down for builders. They are building, but they're building at an even higher price point, bigger delta between average buyer and what the builder can supply. Therefore, home ownership itself goes down, but yet the prices at the lower end, especially with the starter homes, most likely go up. And the caveat here is that is in nominal terms. So just because the home prices go up in nominal terms does not mean that they go up in real terms when you adjust for the rate of inflation. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. We've got some fantastic stories today. The stock market down huge. I don't know, 300, 500 points, something like that. We'll go into that story, why it may be happening just here in a few moments. So enjoy the rest of your afternoon and always stand up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. We'll see you in the next video.